the topic is tonight. I want to talk about it. It's a famous pasuk. Imusishmer lasis. That's not the pasuk I'm looking for.
Tachas.
So the pasuk goes through all of the tachacha, and it says tachas Hashem le'avatas Hashem lekecha b'simcha u'betuv le'vav mirav kol. Tachas. I'm not translating that in this first. That you do not serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu v'simcha v'tuv leivov erev kol v'vat as Hashem as oyevecha asher yeshachenu Hashem boch b'rov u'b'tzoma v'erum u'b'chaser kol. Now, just want to point out over here that the translation of the Targum is cholof. Targum Chavzayin says Cholof Diloy Palachto Kadam Hashem Lakoch Bechedu Veshapiros Liba Miskei Kalo Sivlachas Baladim Avach, etc. So in exchange, Lashon Chalipin. So the pasuk here Tachas does not mean because of; it means instead of. So you put this Tachas there. You know, we say by the Kaporas Zet Tachas Zet. You know, you're not saying because; you're saying instead of. Right, so the Pasha Taich of the Pasha according to the Targum is not saying why. It's saying this is what's going to be. If you chose not to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you had everything wonderful, and you should have had a Karas HaTayv and serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you instead what you're going to get is you're going to be forced to serve your Oyevim in terrible situation under terrible circumstances. That's how the Pasha Taich of the Pasha in Pshuto Shamikra. But the Maisa, we see from the Rishonim already that the Rishonim understand this as being something else totally, but it's saying due to the fact, Tachas, because you know, this came under the circumstances, this is what's going to happen. So if a person is not over the Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'simcha b'tuv leivov mirav kol, so comes along the Rambam, b'simcha yismach adam b'siyas ha-mitzvah v'abas ha-kel sh'tzivah b'hen. The simple person is mesameach when he does a mitzvah, and loving the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah. Avodah gedolah, it's very important. It's a very significant part of our avodah. Chol manei atzam v'simcha zay, royally par mimenu. If a person does not have that simcha, is going to be punished. Shenemar tachas sheloi v'atas Hashem lekecha b'simcha v'tuv leivov. Now this is the Rambam. Now, Rambam wasn't the Baldarshan, you know. He was saying his Rambam in halacha. He's saying this is a halacha concept. That the situation of lack of simcha is punishable, like it says in the pasuk. According to the Targum, that's not what the pasuk means. It's not punishing him because of lack of simcha. It's saying even a situation when you had simcha, you didn't serve, so therefore you're going to have to do something else. But it's not that the lack of simcha is the problem; it's the lack of service is the problem. Okay, which means a person who does the avodah, but he does it perfunctorily, he does it because by rote, he does it because that's what he has to do, and he's not happy about it, according to the Rambam, will be punished. And then he says that a person who is Megis Daito, Chelokabal Atzma, Miskabe, Beino, Bemakamasel, Chayte, Beshoite, Balzer, Hizr, Shalom, Ravamar, Altisad, Mithneim, Elo, don't act haughtily in front of the king, Chelomash, Atzma, Mekel Gufa, Bemakamasel, a person who lowers himself and serves Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Amalek says. The Kosher Mizois, he's Shabbat. I bring Gula Kabbad Elon this back of the Hashem to express your simcha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest Kabbad. I double Amalek was dancing in front of everybody else. So I was like, you know, it's a passage. The Amalek should dance. No, I don't know. But that was his Kabbad to be Sameach. Then, the Ben Bechai over here, and this Ben Bechai is actually also in his Sefer in two other places. He has a Sefer on Mishlei, and he also has a Sefer called Katakemach, where he talks about different topics, and he brings different ideas about it, etc. So he says this, you saw it in all three places. Tachas asher lavat Hashem lekecha b'simcha yashimenu hakosah ba'obdei Hashem yisbarach b'ha'isa avodah b'simcha. So the pasuk is finding a person at fault or guilty that he served the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but not happily. The person has to do it happily. a simple b'maisa mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. When a person does a mitzvah happily, so he's doing two mitzvahs. He's doing the mitzvah and he's doing the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, which is a separate mitzvah. Okay, Yanush Mekal, the Misha Oved Avodas HaMitzvah, K'sholei Yosav b'simcha. So therefore, if the Iker is just the Maisa Mitzvah, I did the Maisa Mitzvah. So what did I do wrong? He says, because there's another mitzvah to do the Maisa Mitzvah b'simcha, and that mitzvah you didn't do. So you're lacking in the second mitzvah. Okay. B'chein omer b'medashrus. B'chein tzor shi'asa odem ha'mitzvah b'simcha u'b'chavon ha'shleima. First has to do a mitzvah b'simcha u'b'chavon ha'shleima. I think I mentioned to you once the Ramban. We say in Shema, the second parak, twice a day, at least. L'ovda b'chol l'vavchem. So what does that mitzvah mean? There's a mitzvah l'ovda b'chol l'vavchem. So we're familiar with the understanding. It means the mitzvah of tefillah. Rashi brings love the cholavavkim. A is a word of sheipalei. Vizu tefillah. So how you over the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Over means like using the Torah in the language of avodah the Beis Hamikdash. Where's the avodah? It's referring to the avodah belei, which is tefillah, which is like in that sense is like a korban. The Ramban disagrees. So that's not the mitzvah. Rabban sees that the mitzvah is the following. Every time you do any mitzvah, you're serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's avodah. You can do it without focus, or you can do it with being focused and interested and with intent and desire to serve, etc. That's the mitzvah. You should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with your heart in it. Whenever you're over the Kadosh Baruch Hu, any mitzvah that you do, you should do it with your heart in it. You should put your heart into it. That's love to b'chol avavchem. So that's a whole different. So according to Ramban, every time you do a mitzvah, you really have two mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah in the Torah to do it in the appropriate way with your whole heart in it, wholeheartedly, as opposed to just half-heartedly just doing it to be yotzeh. So comes the Rebbe Chaim says, and I got another one for you, and you have to do a mitzvah. That's another mitzvah. Every time you do a mitzvah, you have three mitzvahs. Right? You have the mitzvah to do it wholeheartedly and happily. If Reuven knew that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to write in the Torah that Reuven saved Yosef, he would have carried him on his shoulders back to his father. Now he stops here in the Kalakemach. He adds a connection. He says to teach you, and tell that to Lashon Chazal, when you do a mitzvah, you should do a b'lev sholem. And he's saying you should do it in with a full heart, with a desire to do it. Don't do it half heartedly. Now, I told you pshat for Rabbi Meir Zatzal in this medrash. Like it's a funny medrash. We're saying La'aron Akayin, right? He goes out to greet his brother. He's happy to see him. If he knew the Torah is going to write it, see, he would have done it better. So basically, it means like, you know, if you know that the newspaper reporter is watching, right, it's to be recorded and put in the newspaper, so you act nicer. So if he knew it's going to be in the book, you know, he would have done it better. I mean, that's what it's saying. You know, what does it mean? And the Medrash continues and says, and nowadays, who writes and who signs? It says, Elio writes and Melech Mashiach signs. So what's that about? The second half of the Medrash. So Rabbi Meir Zatzal, it's not the topic that he's bringing out of it. He says, the Chazal is saying the following. The Seres HaShatim lived together as brothers for many, many years. We have very little of the Torah telling us what happened to them. You know, they got up in the morning, they said hello to each other. The Torah didn't tell us all that. It happens. The Torah's not a history book. Right? The Torah is recording the parts of the interactions which are part of the are going to be the defining elements in the history of mankind. This is part of Torah. This is part of the direction of the world. So Reuven feels there's this feud between the brothers. It's a private issue. It's not an internal issue. It's a private issue. And that he came along and he understood at that level, the proper thing to do is he saves him, puts him into a board. If Reuven would have known this is part of Torah, and this is not just a private issue, this is a defining element in the eternity of Klal Yisrael, it's a whole different ballgame. Aaron's going out to meet his brother. Okay, so there's two brothers, haven't seen each other in a while. He goes out to see him. He's very happy to see him. Very nice. It happened thousands, millions, billions of times in the history of mankind. A brother saw a brother, and he's very happy to see him. If Aaron would have known that this is a whole different ballgame, this is recorded in the Torah, which means it's about the history of Klal Yisrael. It's the defining element in the eternity of mankind. It's a whole different ballgame. You do that with a whole different seriousness. He would have done it with the Tuba Mechalas. He would have hired a band to come out to greet him. Boaz finds this woman, that she's a Giyaris, she's a, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, she needs some help, and he's nice to her. Batoichol, Batisma, Batoichol, very nice. Right? What are you doing? This is Melech HaMashiach. This is part of, you're defining Malchus, the whole future of Klal Yisrael. Oh! Right. But the matter says, that didn't stop Bechassimus HaTanach. There are still Maisim today, which are defining elements of the future of Klal Yisrael. Who writes those? Means if it's written, means it's part of, it's not just, in written in Shemayim means it's part of the story of the world. Eliyahu writes in Melech Mashiach is Chayis. That's Rebellion Berlin Shadman. Okay, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying over here, this Lakuna, there was a lacking of putting it full heart, or full, the Medrash is bringing out, there's a way to do it more wholeheartedly, and that's what you, but more simply, you should do that. Okay. Now, Reb Aaron quotes another piece about the Inyan of Simcha, which he does not bring over here in Parshas Kisavoy, but he brings it back in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor, the Torah talks about the Regalim, and B'yom Simchas Chem, right, it talks about, not B'yom Simchas Chem, it says on the, by Shemina Tzeres, the Inyan of Simcha, Tlosh on the Pasuk, you take the Smachta. Right. Smachta. Right. So this is a conversation, this is a Kuzari. So the Chavar was the, so the Mal Kuzari was asking his questions to the Chavar means Tamachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach not put us through a process of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu through afflicting ourselves. The Torah gave us the appropriate balance of how much to do that, to limit ourselves. And part of the command of the Torah is to address all of the different needs of the kachas of the person, to address them appropriately. Not to give any preference of one over the other. If you give preference to one, you end up losing something else on the other side. Adam hanot in the tzad karecha taivu, nechus by karecha machshava. Well, a hepech. V'chein kol noit in the tzad anitzuach, nechus by tzad acher. Arach hatzoyim, so continuing extensive fasting, eno eifai avodas alakim, etzol adam, shet havois av muatus, v'kufa chalash. A person who, in general, does not a big bal taivu, fasting is not avoided. He needs to learn how to take care of his physical needs. That's his avoidance. Limiting your possessions is not avoided for somebody who it comes difficult, it comes easily. Why should he not have? Children, he needs it. It's very nice you should have money. A person who runs after money is difficult. He spends his whole time running after the money. That's not a problem. There are three parts of avodah: hayira, ve'ahava, v'asimcha. Use all three to come close to your Creator. I want you to know that when you lower yourself on the day of Tainus, by humbling yourself and not eating and limiting your physical desires. It's not going to bring you any closer to God than the closest you'll get by being besimcha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's done with thought. Just like we understand when you're asking from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're lowering your and a moment of tightness and you're lowering yourself and you say, Hashem, please, I need help, etc. That's clearly done with thought. Being a Sameach is done with thought. When you stop and you think about what you have and appreciate what it is and the fact that the mitzvah gave it to you and you have this opportunity, you're going to have a gemalik simcha. Without thought, it's not going to be there. It might be like fun, but that's not what we're talking about. Just like you'd be invited to the king's palace, to his table, to enjoy his pleasant things that he gives you, you would enjoy being by the Rosh Hashanah's table, as it were, by doing a mitzvah. The same Shavuot Chol Kach, you would feel excited about that and praise. Vim tale alizuscha b'mitzvahs, if your excitement and your happiness, the aliza is like the sing, you're singing through the mitzvah, to the point, El Madrega says, Ezemer Riku, to the point that you want to sing and dance, that's also service of Hashem. So asceticism is not how you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a portion of it. There'll be times that's appropriate. The time when it's appropriate, the opposite of asceticism, right? The time appropriate, the idea of the simcha, the excitement, the dancing. We don't get to choose ourselves how much. Kim Kava Shir Kulam, the Rosh Hashanah gives, tells us when and how. A human being cannot be able to figure out exactly the balance. The Torah gives you the balance, right? So that comes the Shabbos and you need to eat and you need to have Oedek Shabbos and then stop and appreciate the relationship you have with Kosh Baruch Hu and express it that way. Yom Kippur, you need to fast, right, etc. So the Bereshit gives you a directive, but to think that service of Kosh Baruch Hu is only because it's serious, etc., and that simcha is not a chelik of avoda is a mistake. It's a tremendous avoda. A beautiful piece, especially a beautiful piece. So that's the Kuzari. Now the Ben Yona, if you learn Ben Yona Shari Tshuva, you realize he's a very frum rabbi. Okay? Really from, right? So say, you know, some chassidus shemaisa, you know, it's a Ben Yonah. You learn Sefer a year from the Ben Yonah. We spoke about that one time. And you realize, like, whoa, right, you know, Revolver put that one time in Sefer a year. You realize after reading the Sefer that this person, you know, when we daydream about ourselves. He daydreamed, daydreamed about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like, which means the center of our universe is ourselves. So we have nothing else doing, we think about ourselves. The center of his universe was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So nothing else doing, he thought about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That you can pick up from the Sefer, that was one. So he says, why is there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So he says, three reasons. Okay. So he says, the first one, which I didn't put over here, is if a person understands what an aveir is, right, and how terrible an aveir is, and how much tumah put it is in the shava, and Baruch Hashem, the Baruch Hashem gives a matana called Yom Kippur, that the shava is cleaned out, you're so excited and so happy, you need to express that in some way. So you express it by making a banquet in honor of this moment of simcha that I'm going to get the kapara and my shava will be cleaned out. That's the first reason. We know that the reward for simcha is extraordinary. So So really, we need the really every Yom Tov the opportunity of the mitzvah of Yom Tov is mechayev simcha. We need to celebrate. You keep it, you can't. So the first nekuda is the simcha of the kapara. The second nekuda is the simcha of the mitzvah. We said that's a tremendous the scar for the mitzvah of the simcha is a tremendous scar. So we have to have it. How do we get it? We celebrate it on Erev Yom Kippur. So I remember once I was sitting by I'm a Baal Musar, so you know I'm not a Baal Musar, that's not true. Baal Musar is a person who's a Baalim over Musar. I learned a little Musar enough to make life, you know, not easy. Right. So Musar is about the balance, right? You know, I tell you the Maisa once with the Ruderman and Altav and Zabotka with the Tzitzis. I tell you the Maisa, awesome Maisa. So the Yisrael of Musar is to push it, you need to do about a Shem with thought. So it's to train you to think, and not just do it. And when you do it with thought, it'll be done in a much better way. Your avoida, your midas, whatever. He says a mice like this. So the way the yeshivas worked in Europe, which is like an interesting system. Historically, you know, there was no like central yeshivas. Each city had the rav would learn the talmidim from the city, and it became well known. People from other cities would come to join because they wanted the schools to learn by him, and the community would support. Right? It was part of the community. There was a kihila. Every city had a kihila. The kihila was the city. It was, right? And then there was a tax. And they would charge every member of the city X amount of money. That money they would use to pay the rav and pay for the shkita and pay for the mikvah and pay for the children to learn, etc. Okay? So the bachrim didn't pay tuition. And these bachrim were poor bachrim. So it was the opposite. That the community would give them, while they were there, they would give them money that they'd be able to have clothing and food, whatever they needed. So it's about because the bachrim got a stipend. And so this continued even as they made these more central yeshivas. That was the way they did it. The bachrim were all poor. The yeshiva supported the bachrim. Like nowadays, we pay tuition to yeshivas. Oh, the yeshiva paid the tuition to the bachrim.
Yeah, right. Let's go back to that.
Right. Yeah, if the whole community is willing to undertake the responsibility of supporting the school, we can go back to that. Right. But the problem is, it's a catch-22. Okay, this is my soapbox. Give me 2 minutes of my soapbox, right? The guy, you know, says, you know, I don't want kids in school anymore, I don't have to pay. But you're part of the kilo, who has responsibility to make sure these children get chinuch. So the problem is, while you're in school for so many years, the tuition was so expensive, and you felt the question, he's being squeezed dry. There's no way you can ask him for another penny afterwards.
Because I
paid my dues.
There's resentment. It's a problem. Right. And also, you lose out of the tax benefit this way. Because if people who weren't so resentment, they'd give more money later.
Right.
And you benefit, they get a tax receipt. So overall, they get more money because you get half of it back in the government.
Right. But the Maisa, if there wouldn't be the squeezing to start with, there wouldn't be resentment. People would give. Yeah. Then you wouldn't need it.
Yeah.
But once we're in the cycle, it's a mess. Because people aren't giving. So, man, we need the money. So you have to start tuition.
And nobody gets the tax receipt.
Right. but yes, if we get the society to stop it, one second. The responsibility of the children in the school is not on the parents only. It's on the kehillah to make sure these children. So everybody should be giving, even the kids are not in school anymore. Yeah. Kids, I don't have any kids in school yet. I don't have any children yet. I'm not married yet. I'm making money, you know. But you know, I don't have any kids yet. They're not in school yet. Baruch Hashem, I'll deal with that horrible problem called tuition problems later on. But I know I'm putter. He's not putter, but that's the attitude. Anyway, okay. End the soapbox.
To talk about it.
So Ruderman tells him like this. So he was learning how to have sitzes, and he came up, you know, he learned through the law, and he decided he wants to get a pair of sitzes which are mahuner, the sitzes, with all the chumras. He had no money, he was a very poor bocher. So they gave him a stipend every week to buy the food that he needed and to pay for the room that he stayed in. So he had to pay the room, and the food is, I'll eat less food and I'll save a penny every week. And after a year and a half, he had saved up enough money, he could afford to buy a pair of sitzes. So he buys a pair of sitzes, mahudadika sitzes, beautiful, fine. A little while later, he was walking with the altar. He's saying, Ruben saying over the story, says he was walking with the altar, and then the conversation came out that he had done this. So the altar said, looks at him, he says, you means you saved a penny every week and you use it on yourself, you're going to give it the stock at the end? That's what he said to him. There's no Yesher Kayach, it's wonderful. It's a big tzaddik. I can follow it. It was like, so Rudman said like this. There's, the Rudman says, if I would have given the money to the stock, and Alta would ask me, you didn't buy sitzes with it? His question was, did you think? That was his question. It wasn't that one was better than the other. One was more right than the other. But the question, did you stop? Or just like, chapsach ataiva, I want to get sitzes, and you did it. Like, did you think that that's the right thing to do? Is that what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do? Maybe the answer is yes. But did you ask the question? Right? So the challenge which we have is, you know, the it's not just let's be excited about it. It's the challenge which you want to have is, where's the thought process? But the thought process by mitzvahs should lead you to this kabbalistic thought process of like, wow, look what I have. So that's the kuzri saying. It's not just, it has to be with kabbalah. Okay, now, I want to do, running late on time, I want to do some few little pieces over here from Revolva and Alishur, and then there's some pieces in the last piece, which hopefully we get to. Okay. The first page of Revolva, Shin Chaf Hei, look at the second bracketed paragraph. So he brings a chazal about which that simcha is when things which are different come together. Okay, Rei Shemayim Boritz chazal compare when Shemayim Boritz come together through the rain. So there's a moment of simcha. Mitzvah v'tara, v'avodas v'beisim mikdash, komakam sheesh bo his'achtus v'zivu yesham simcha. Now, I want to translate simcha for a second. Simcha is not rejoicing. That's sasa. Simcha is happiness. It's contentment. And if you look up in the Webster Dictionary, for simcha, it's a feeling of contentment. I feel good about it. I feel happy with it. I feel content. Sometimes, like he says, you get to the point where you want to express that. That's awesome. So we're not. The goal over here is not, like he says, if it gets to the point of salsa, that you know you're ready to dance and to sing in the dance. That's another madriga. That's beautiful. That's even better. But the goal over here is not. It's so. The moment of his achdus is you have conflict, and you bring it together. And you resolve the conflict. There's a nusach which is not a chazal; it was coined sometime in the Rishonim. And simple kataras esvekus. When you feel conflicted, you can't be happy. You think of the days that you felt good, just like pleasure. You look at the day that you didn't feel, you were confused, you didn't feel conflicted. One of our biggest challenges we have in mitzvahs is we're not sure. Somebody told me he had the swelling or once he was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yashav, Zichron Lebracha, that scoop of his life, his policy was if you would ask him to be a tzaddik by a bris, he would come. So one of the young light in yeshiva had a boy, and he went to Rabbi Yashav and asked Rabbi Yashav to be the tzaddik. So the tzaddik, Rabbi Yashav came to yeshiva. So everybody's like all excited, Rabbi Yashav's coming. So as he's walking in, the people were lined up, and they were asking him shalom as he walked in, Mutter Asr, as he's going by. So this older young man with a little authority says, wow, can you imagine a life where you know exactly what you're supposed to do? You're not always confused. And you're happy that would be. We sit there by mitzvah. Are you sure? Am I mechuyev to do it? Am I mechuyev to do it? I thought this way, I'm supposed to do it that way. Am I doing too much? Am I doing too little? I believe one of the reasons why people have issues with giving tzedakah, they don't give tzedakah. Right? And from, they don't give it with simcha, is because they're conflicted. The guy says, you can't give more. The guy says, can you give me some more? How do you answer that question? I have another dollar in my pocket. I can give you more. But I'm saying I shouldn't because there's another guy coming. Was that a right cheshbon? Not a right cheshbon. Right? Simela, you feel uncomfortable because you're not sure. Simela, when you're uncomfortable, and this guy made you uncomfortable, that's going to deteriorate in a way that you resent the person. So now you ended up not giving the mitzvah, doing the mitzvah properly, which is trying to mimify the person, make him feel good, because you're feeling conflicted. So the state of simcha and mitzvah is where the neshama and the goof are both happy with it. Because, And a lot of times, it's not like that. So that moment of his achdus, with both parts seem to get into it, you feel good. That's simple. Upashadu, kikolas simchus elo enam boos memelo. Keni zatas miskashas blidas. Now, there's a mida of his kashas and his achdus called das. We know there's Madrega Chachma, Bina, and Das. So Chachma is knowledge. I have information. Bina is that I take the knowledge and I understand it. So it's maybe Dabra Midabra. You can build something with it. You make a binyan. I know that things fall down. Okay? It's a fact. Right? Why? Because of gravity. I understand it. Okay, so if it's gravity, well, then I can apply it. That explains why this happens and that happens, and I can predict, and it says that's how vana. What's das? Right? So I have the knowledge of Torah. I have chokhmah. I understand it well. When it gets absorbed into my being, so it's not that there's me and there's the knowledge, but it's part of me. That's das. So there's certain things which I know, I understand them very well, but there's me and there's this piece of information, and certain things become absorbed into my being. That's das. V'yed Adam and Chava ishtoy. Adam and Chava became one. Chazal referred to the mice of zivug as das. So what are Chazal saying? There's the people which have a physical mice. And there's people which learn to understand each other so well. They get each other. They understand it. They get to the point of das, that they understand each other so well they become one. So the goal is not the physical mice. So the goal is v'yeda adam eschavish. He understood her. So when I understand you understand me, the barriers between us are removed. We become one. That's the simple. So that's true. If the neshama understands the goof's needs, like the Kuzri said, just always fasting is not going to work, and always eating is not going to work either. Right? When the Torah gives us the way to get that balance, where the neshama and the goof feel they're working together with each other, that's the moment of simcha. So the pasuk says, "Kach nemar b'techocha." What is missing everything? Where it says, below day, you don't have das. Right? The dobe, kula be. The lo dobe, ma be. Right? That's that famous song, right? Where does it come from? It's Gemara in the Dor. The Gemara says that the definition of what you're missing everything is das. You know, because then it's always outside of you. You're never connected. You don't get anything. So everything is outside of you. You never connect. So that's the simcha is miroivko. Simcha shayach when you get it. Well, you know what's going to happen when you didn't push yourself to develop that. You end up that nothing makes sense to you. Nothing, and everything is a conflict. Everything is confusing. So the Bela, you end up the Bechoser Kol. Mela Barov Kol, who Rav Das. But you should know, Simcha Shal Das, L'Savim HaMela. It's not an easy thing. It's like, yeah, why not? So we have to learn how to get there. Okay. It's a fascinating piece. Okay. Now, next page. Down on the bottom. Rabbeinu Chaim Vital. The Tzarevel Simcha Bechelka is a Simcha B'mitzvah. He says that there's two. Rucham Vital and the Shari Kedusha says that there really are four. We know that they worked with the four Yesodis that everything is made from. Everything is made from the offer, the physical chomer, and then you have the mayim. Then you have the ruach, and then you have the ish. Those are everything is made from. He says in the person, some people, the Yesod offer is stronger, and that generates the mida of atzlus. He moves very slowly. He's very, very heavy. Atzus, which is sadness, and yiyush. The person just gives up. That's Yisod HaOfer. He says, how do you overcome Yisod HaOfer? He says, with Simcha. What Simcha? Simcha B'chalkai and Simcha B'mitzvahs. Okay. We overcome the kvedus. A person who understands, he doesn't just go through life without thinking and understanding, realizes how much he has. Just stop and think. Look how much I have. Look how it fits me perfectly. Look how it makes sense in my lifetime. So he's mebechalka. Yes, the kosher like gila simcha b'mitzvahs. Now, if he's saying that mebechalka is easy, and simcha b'mitzvahs is harder, you have to realize that most people are not holding by mebechalka. Probably simcha b'mitzvahs is going to be more challenging. He quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Kuzari, and he says Avazu Deya Dasi, that we talk about, this is an expression of Avo, like the Rambam says, and that's Das. Bavari Kesha Oysim Amitzah B'derech Melumada Ein Das Vein Ava Vein Simcha. If you do it just because I wrote perfunctorily, there's no, you're not getting it, you're not connecting to it, so of course there's no Simcha. And Arizal Gila L'Tamida Ki Hu Zachal L'Chol HaSagas HaNoros Shaloi Ayirei Shaloi Sameach Moed B'chol Mitzah Shekiyam. Okay?
That's like the other way, though. I know you're saying you get the simcha because you have das of it. You're saying you got the das because you have the simcha.
Well, he's saying it's
the question comes first.
No, the first step is das. The male you'll get simcha. Once you have simcha,
you get the higher level.
You get das. The higher level. Okay. Well, not the case of the gila simcha b'mitzvahs. Okay, great. You know, but how do you break into the cycle? Everybody has a certain mitzvah which he gets a flavor to it. It's geschmack to him. One person likes learning. In betfila, one person likes davening. In b'shabbes, in b'chesed. So the whole part is ba'is mitzvah. So I'm not asking you to start working on that mitzvah that you find very, very frustrating and very difficult to become a simcha about it. That's not where you start. Start with something which Batsim you connect to. It means there is some element of this Hebrew to it. Another person says, I love Shabbos. Shabbos is so wonderful. Okay, so stop and think about Shabbos a little more. Try to do it with Das. Try to think about it. And try to really appreciate it to the point that you almost feel simcha. Lo nikanas bepes hapis on the mitzvah. So the eight is, don't just jump into it. He's putting a key on the mitzvah. Tziva kadosh baruch ha ba'atzmai. Mitan on the mitzvah ma'yadu. Okay. Chazanish Zal, now that sense of Nishmash Eden, his Nishama should be should go to Gan Eden, or is in Eden. Kosa, Shemisha Matal Tzitzis, Barber Confers Kedin, Yargish Bezat Simcha Mufrozov Shazakal Iskasha in Barbary. You're tying it, you're connecting to Chosh Baruch Hu. You should have the Simcha, you should be like, you're jumping out of your skin from Simcha. Now, avodah zula or simcha mitzvah is a body of avodah mamushechasi. It's something over a period of time. Kvar omar ki simcha shal mitzvah he iskashas adam im barrei al yirei mitzvah. I mentioned this to you once, I think, that a human being cannot touch a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So where do we touch him? So when the mitzvah and the mitzvah meet, they've touched each other. Where do they meet? They meet in the moment of the mitzvah. Where do I see my commander? When I realize I'm commanded, I'm a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah, and I do, at that moment, I'm connecting to my commander. That's the moment where the Rosh Hashanah gave us the vehicle of connecting. Right? You would imagine in the army, right? So, if this general is in some faraway place and you can't see him, when do you connect with him? When you follow his dictates, you recognize that he's there. He's real to you. He's not just some theoretical thing. That's a moment you feel his presence. because you're following his dictates. So the moment of mitzvah is the moment where the mitzvah and the mitzvah meet. But so if I recognize at that moment that who is the one who is the mitzvah, the creator, is interested enough, it's important enough that I should do this thing. And he means the best for me by doing this thing. So I'm not just feeling his presence. I'm feeling his presence in a very, very palpable way because it's so important. And I get it. If I imagine that general sent this specific command to me specifically, because he understands that I'm the person who can do it the best, and an opportunity for me to be able to advance in the army. So it's not just that I'm feeling his presence. I'm feeling his presence in a way where it's personal and it's real to me. I'm going to feel a tremendous feeling of connection to him, even though I never saw him. Because I'm interacting with him because of the significance of what he's asking me to do. It's not easy, it's not always. But just even trying is beneficial. And he suggests that he would suggest that the two places to do this is learning and davening. The general people find that, fine. That's his suggestion. But, Now, the last piece over here is he brings a piece from Yisrael Salanter. There are three madrigas. You have to arouse feeling. It's supposed to be like dead, like a table. You have to arouse feeling. He gets affected by it. He's missing something. So if he's missing something, he needs to do something. He's got to do it. So I realize how important it is. I'm willing to fight against the Yetzirah and overcome the Yetzirah. I get to Madrega where the Yetzirah is not fighting me anymore. The Yetzirah is working with me. And then you have the moment of Eliza and Sosa. That the person is Pashat Besimcha. There's no conflict anymore. The Yetzirah is desires. It can be used in a human being to the point where the desire is a Kadosh Baruch Hu and mitzvahs. So that you see these people, the Gvalik and Tzadikim, they have this extraordinary simcha. Because the Yetzirah, it means that the kayach of desire in the man is being has been developed. It's trained towards mitzvah. So the Yetzirah is working with you. How can it not be simcha? There's no conflict. It's the opposite. So Burim b'Musar Amrim, he skipped the. He says Kavkasa ki liman Musar mevli de atzus. Learning Musar makes you sad. It's a process, but the final without the Musar, you're always going to be in conflict. You're always going to be sad. The only way you're going to get to the point where you're happy, truly happy in the world, he brings that they say that Yosef Yozel, the Alter from the Varik, says he only knew one person in this world who was truly happy, and that was Yisrael Salanter. Okay, so that's the Musar Shmos. Okay, I just want to do a few things over here on this last. If you have a Sosa Shorim, which we're not going to be able to do all of it. And then there's a piece from Tzuriel, who used to be the Mashkech in Chalavim. He has a lot of Svarim out. He has a beautiful sefer called Otsus HaTorah. He has a beautiful piece on Parshas Kisavu on this issue. Let's see if we can do a little bit of Tzuriel Shorim. Okay. So, this is my first page. Here it is. Okay. So he talks about Chalkei Chasidus. So the Sushan divides his Sefer. His Sefer really is what he calls it. It's a Sulam Avodah. It's a ladder of growth based on the Brisa from Yor that Torah brings to Zahira. Zahira brings to Zrizus brings to Nikias, etc. So he writes the first three, Zahirus, Zrizus, and Nikias, makes your person to a tzaddik. A tzaddik is the person who's doing right, what's right. by working on zahiris, be careful not to do some things which are with which he defines means thinking, and therefore not doing that which is wrong. And then that's zahiris. And then the next step is that'll bring you to do what is right, zrizis. And then the point in the key is where you want to sift out everything which is improper and make sure you do it correctly. That's really what's required of every person. That's tzaddik. Tzaddik is correct. Nothing special. He's right. Right? V'tiku was a tzaddik, last six parsha. Just means he was right. When they went to court, and he was right. And Rasha means a person who missed. Right? Kaleel and Torah v'lo yarshia, right? The Lashon of the Pasuk, v'lo yechata. Right? If a person hits towards the target and doesn't miss, being missing is called Rasha. Right? You're off. Tzaddik means you're on. This compares to myself. Tzaddik just means you're right. You're doing the right thing. Chassid means you're going beyond. So then he goes beyond that. There's madregas of that. He says everything that from there, that's the end of Perek Aleph, the end of the Sefer, which is Perek Chavav. The next 15 parakim talks about this Tahara and there's Anibis, etc. So in these, he has madregas beyond. So one of them is that a chassid is one who loves. There are three branches of Ava, Hasimcha, Hadvekis, Vakina. Person has a desire to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he runs after his connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu like people run after something which they have a desire for. Right, you find a grandmother. You ask her about her grandchildren. She has such a not talking about her grandchildren because she loves them with such a just talking about her grandchildren makes her happy. You know, woman walks in totally frustrated. You know, so how's your aunticle? Oh, my aunticle! Oh, like what happened? Like wow, like you know, she was just like a minute ago, like going through the roof, angry, sad, etc. She's happy. So a person can have that emotion vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ava. Kinyan Shekosav, ki mita d'abri boi yitzachar es karenoid. He nevada misha oibas abarei, Ava z'amitis, lo yinich avadus ad shum tam shabayla. So once you love, there's no way you're not going to do. Even though a wife loves her husband, she's going to take care of him. And lo yonis mamash, she has no choice. Lo yitzachar read so you repeat to love her, you don't have to convince you to do it. You want to do it, unless it's impossible. So that's Ava. But Ava is expressed in these three things. So on the next page he says, the first one is Dveikus, which that's this expression. Pashit, he never stops thinking about it. Just like you know, the person is always thinking about that which he loves. Hashem was simple. And it's going to Shechina comes. You want to get the present of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Pasuk Shizkar Lamala. Ida Shem Simcha. Matter says of Rabbi Evu. Shtiya Omer Lispalo. Listen to this. Yehi Libcha Sameach Olecha. When you get up to daven, you should be happy. You're speaking to the Creator. So, Lakim, Kizosia Simcha Amitis, Shia Libra Shal Adam, Oles, Al Shuzoch Lava Lifnei Odin Yisborach, Shane Gemoyo. The Yuzoch of the Davin to him? Like, wow. That should be the reaction. Lassi with the Rossi, with Sosia Shame, Shame with Amitis, with Yorker and Nitzki. Vamashal Shom, Mashal Chachma, Bashkirach Rechon Arutza, Abiyanam Al Chadarov, Nagila Venism Chabach. Person's going to pull me in, I'm going to run after him. The more you get in, the more you know. He didn't have to think. It just burst out excitement of it. That's simple. Okay. Umatzino, next pair. Shenitzram Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Yisrael shmenei shechisu tanai zeh b'avodos. Tach shalavat Hashem l'kach b'simchus v'leivu. Okay, now, the David, the fish of Ross, he saw Ba'ez, he's not from Albinian Ba'ez. Shekari Gia, Lamailo, says Christ, when they offer the money for the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine right now, Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he says, Klaiso, we need money to put the Beis HaMikdash. Right? You run your kid with your kid. I can give the Beis HaMikdash. So Klaiso did that. They're so excited to do it. He spoke to him, Shetiskaim Amido Ataiba Behem Elosasu. David Davin, they should keep that. Rumash Omer, Batoa Amcha, now, to Kosh Baruch Hu, your nation, Hanim Supoi, Reisi Besimcha of the Isnad of Loch. I saw in the Simcha that they gave to give in the Dava to you. Hashem Elokei Avrom Yitzhu V'Yisrael Abesenu Shem Azosh Ba'olam, Yitzma Shavu Sarav Amecha, V'achil Lelom Alecha. Help them maintain that they should keep their lave in the proper way to you. That's until we say in Volat Zion, that's the first half of the that's the pasuk beforehand. Mm-hmm. That we should be able to mizoicha to maintain those moments of Madrega where we felt that simple. Okay, I'm running over here. What is it? 28. Whoa. Okay. Okay. Let's do the second paragraph. Maya Dargas the Simcha Shehudi Tzarech L'Kayim Ba'asa Mitzvah. What is the Simcha supposed to feel like? Yachshav B'sich L'Kilu Ba'asa Oysa Mitzvah Yaviach Elef Alofim Dinari Zohar. Right? V'yeh Semech Ba'asa Oysa Mitzvah B'Simcha She'en L'Kates Milei V'Minefesh B'Chesh Godol Kilomam Shepayol Noisim Lo'y Elef Alofim Dinari Zohar. V'zeh Sarah Posek Tachas Asher Lata Hashem L'Kach B'Simcha Tu B'Lev Lov. Okay. Okay, this is an Arizal. What is it supposed to feel like? Like you just made $1 billion.
You hit the lottery.
You just hit the lottery. Okay, that's what it means to do a mitzvah. You feel total and muna and confidence in the Bereshit that he is what what it's all about. You feel it's more real to you than the money on the table. That's what the result says. When a person has a simcha and a mitzvah, he gets Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, so that's the goal. Mefarash Apel Yoyitz in the Pasuk, Yishav Pasuk, Gomer Tachas Shal Yilavato, Mirov Kol. Okay, so the Mirov Kol doesn't mean, it means Mirov Kol, Mem Mehefrish. The Klamer is the Sisrav Batoiv Lev Yoyitzim Meashe Rov Kol. So a person with Zoycha, he now owns Rov of all there is in the world. Your Simcha should be more than Rov Kol. That's Pshat Nesai Shal Pasuk. Right? That's the Madrega, which, so that's the Madrega. That's the one last piece over here. Page 662, the last few pieces over here. We should be so simple that we're over the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Karkotzav Ariza. Amma be'es shemisvada havidui mefar katov in Shemon Esrei. When you say vidui, oz toibli sa'atzev levad. That's the time you feel sad. Al b'shar tefila nimshach lo nezik nifla godol ayirei tzvusa. It's tremendous damage if you're atzev. You have to lower yourself. The neshama of a person on the Shekhinah cannot be placed on a place which is lacking. It's pogum. Avalilis, that's the one of the elements of Ra. Hishaya Dafkal Asar Pogam. Kul Binyana Me Averis, the Hem Pogamim. It all comes from Averis, which are Pogam. That's Atsus, Humum. Atsus is you're focusing on lacking. The Atsus, Halilis, Yalala Tokol, Himum, Hosh, Yimumbai, Lo Yikrab, Lo Mikdash. Chen Anichus, the Mikdash, Sarach Simcha. Then he brings another piece of Rizal, which is the Dinyan of Amuna. Then he says a nice piece over here. Brings a Zoyer. Dabra said before, but Zoyer al-Apostle, Anochi Esma Pashem. Kasher Adam Smech, Bamiris Shema Yisrael. Mitarbas Yachel Osius, the Aleph Ches from the Min Echod. Chen Shin Mem Min Shema. Rahim Bayachel Esmach. The Aleph Ches and the Shin Mem become Esmach. Commanded Miyachel Yehuda Dorbe Choyoma, Chedva Zmino Le Mileilo. When a person feels that moment of the Yichud B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means you're totally giving yourself over to the Yichud of Hashem, so there's no conflict anymore. You're totally connected to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So mainly you're zechut to the Mid of Esmach. Okay. Finish it off. Okay, Kaveh, because an ish ain't called Otsev Etzev Ba'olam the Mishamakar or Ha'orishala Emes. You can't be Otsev if you see Emes. Because he will not be Esmach Mashiach.